keep the noise out, other than my noise. If you wouldn't turn with me to Luke's Gospel, chapter 22. We're going to start with 35, verse 35 of Luke 22. You know, a lot of people don't understand this part of Scripture that I'm going to read to you. I'm sure they've read it many times, but to me it was very hard to understand. You may know it and understand, but I tell you, I had to do some searching and praying about it, a lot of meditation on it, you know, of what the Lord was really trying to say here. But turned out it's very important, and I think we need to understand sometimes even the somewhat difficult and things that are, you know, that they don't make sense sometimes. So let me read it, if you would. Luke 22, starting with verse 35. And Jesus said to them, he's asking them a question, when I sent you without money bag, knapsacks, and sandals, did you lack anything? Did you lack anything? So they said, nothing. Verse 36, then he said to them, but now, see, there's a transition that's taking place here. He says, but now, that was then, and it worked out great, but now, he who has a money bag, let him take it, and likewise a knapsack, and he who has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say to you that this which is written must still be accomplished in me. And he was numbered with the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. Verse 38. So they said, Lord, look, here are two swords. And Jesus said, it's enough. Y'all got that down? You probably all know it, but anyway, I pretend you don't. We'll go through it. Pray with me if you would. Father, we just thank you for this time. And Lord, I just thank you for your people, for your church. Lord, I thank you that you are looking after us very well. Lord, I thank you for answering all of our prayers and seeing to all of our concerns, no matter how big or how small. Lord, we've seen you work in mighty, mighty ways. And we thank you that you've allowed us to be part of all of it. So, Lord, continue to bless, we ask. And may we be a blessing to you. And Lord, that you might bless others through us as well. We just thank you, Lord. You're talking about preparation and getting ready for bigger things. And Lord, thank you. Thank you for all that you do in our lives and all that you have done. And we're excited to see what else you're going to be doing through us. Continue to grow our faith, Lord, as we walk with you and we learn your scriptures. And Lord, I ask that you'd give us lots of discernment, that we know what you're really trying to tell us. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. We won't be able to go probably too far on this, but I honestly don't mind doing it in two or three parts. Because I think it's important to do, and it might be good to just go over it again and again if we have to, so that we understand what the Lord is really trying to say to us, because it's important. So in Luke 22, and what we just read, 35 through 80, 38 is a passage that occurs during the Lord's Supper, just before Jesus was arrested and crucified. So what he's doing here is he's warning us in this. He's warning his disciples, and he's also trying to prepare them. And see, so that we need to understand that we're being warned as well. And really what the Lord's trying to show is we need to prepare. You know, I'll be honest with you, we prayed for Bob and Jackie and everything, and I never heard anybody talk negative in any way. It was all positive, and we prayed believing. And we were seeing things happen, and as we got the information back of what God had done in this particular thing, all of, you know, like every day there was something, which was good. And we prayed and God meant it. God took care of it. And so it built us up and encouraged us that, hey, we can handle this. Thank you, Lord. And it was like a privilege to be able to pray and then to see what God was going to do with it. So we were kind of all excited, but you know, I think the reason God blessed us is because we had prepared ourselves beforehand. You may not realize that, but remember when we preached and we talked about prayer and believing and confession and all of that? I even handed out these little booklets that talked about the power of the word and confessing your healing and the scriptures that go with it. And all of that, and I understand that Jackie used hers quite a bit at the prison, our prison, at the hospital, felt like a prison probably. But see, that's what it's all about. A lot of us think that, oh, well, you just pray. No big deal, just pray. You don't have to really know anything. God does have grace to where those that don't know him and don't know how to do things and that they do try to get a hold of him, there's grace there. God gives people grace, but he expects people to grow up. And so it's not just a flippant thing that we pray. Folks, we've got to know how to pray. We've got to know what God's will is, first of all. And then we need to learn to pray his will in faith. And then we got to watch our words that we speak outside of prayer. See, death and life is in the power of the tongue. It's in Proverbs. And a lot of people don't realize that. So well, I hope I don't get sick tomorrow. If I do, I'll probably die anyway. You know, my luck, how it goes. And it, you just go downhill with all of that stupid talk. And what we do is we kind of ignorantly open the door for the enemy to be able to, wow, yeah, maybe I'll hit him there or there. So you got to really watch your tone, your mouth, of because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you just listen to what people say, and I do that often. I listen to where people are. I find out where people are just by listening to what they talk about, what they say, how they say it. And that's not for me to judge. I'm not doing it to judge people and say, oh man, you are messed up. It's not for the reason, it's so I know how to pray. And then I can hear God's voice more clearly in what I may need to share or preach in church to the people. Because I've got a job to do. You know what I mean? God didn't send me here to comb your hair and pat you on the back. Although I don't mind doing that at times. But he called me here to preach and to preach the truth. And I might rile you up sometimes. That's not my intention. My intention is to preach the word. You see, I want people to learn, and God wants us to learn his work and what he wants so that when the need comes, the enemy attacks and things happen with health and everything else that goes on bad in our lives, so that we're prepared. We know how to deal with it. We got some faith where we can stand. How about the people that don't know the Lord? They don't know anything. Can you imagine the helpless state that they're in? They're at the mercy of medicine, of the doctors, that they do good work. But folks, they don't know everything. There's things that they miss. There's things that they can't do, and they want to help, but they don't know what to do. Science is maybe not that far yet. But with us, when we face different situations, we know what we can do. We know that we have hope. We know that we can trust God. Amen. And now we know how to pray. We know how to stand. And so then we've seen the results that went on. Folks, we may have lost our brother had we not been ready. See, we don't realize at times the seriousness of us having to know the word. A lot of people are, well, God understands. It'll be okay. Don't worry about it. And that's how we walk our life. Folks, I don't want to walk like that. You know, I don't know everything. And I don't pretend to. But what I don't know, I know that I can go to the Lord. I can pray. I can meditate. I spend time with Him always. So that I know what's on His heart. I study His word. And we got to realize how important the word really is. So this is what Jesus is trying to share here with his disciples. Believe it or not, that's what Jesus is sharing here, the importance of his word. So first of all, I recall the past experiences. When you went out, when I sent you out, were you taken care of? Were your needs all met? And they said, yeah. Can you imagine going out two by two into villages, going into the village and start preaching the word, and then somebody has to invite you into their home to take care of you? And of course, the Lord had to say, don't complain. You know what I mean? Because they were still the disciples. They didn't have the Holy Spirit yet. So he said, but don't complain, stay with them. Don't go with somebody else. You stay there the whole time. But you preach the word. You heal the sick. You deliver those that need deliverance. You meet their needs. And as we meet their needs, then they meet our needs, or I should say God meets our needs. So the Lord's saying, you know, look back. You know, and a lot of us can say, man, I can look back a little ways and I can see the blessings of God, how we made it and what God did. You know, my wife and I went through all kinds of hardship. Me with kidney problems, her with cancer. And we just had to buckle down. We just had to believe God. Thank God he had taught us a little bit about how to pray and about believing. And we knew how important his word was. And we had nothing else to stand on but the word. And God brought us through. It's like, it's just a memory now. It just happened way back when. We're here now, everything is great. God brought us through. So you may be going through something right now, but let me tell you, when you look back, you're going to be able to say, but God, but God, he brought us through and he did all of this for us. So it gives us hope. gives us the ability to be able to stand. So he's saying, take the money bag now. He said that there's a change taking place here, but listen to me. He says, take your money bag, knapsack, sandals. And he says, go sell them and buy a sword. Buy a sword. And, of course, disciples were listening to him, and they were going to do that. In fact, some of them had already done it. You know, if I was sharing this to a group of, people who are ready for the end, doomsday preppers, you know, a lot of them, they got weapons stashed. Man, they got underground hideouts. They got, if they've got any land, it's booby-trapped. They got thousands of rounds of ammunition, water, food, all stored for this doomsday that may be coming and the bad things that are going to be happening. And so they're preparing in the physical. Now, how long is all that going to last them? Are you prepared to live the rest of your life like this? Living in a hole in the ground till your ammunition runs out or your food? What happens when you get sick? Then what? See, people are trying in the physical to really live rather than realizing that we're only going to live is when we know God and we know His Word. We need that peace and that strength that comes from Him, the security that we get in Him. So the thing is if we have got to realize how important the Word is to us. I like when Jesus went to the centurion. Well, he was going to go. And he was going to go and heal his servant, remember? And the centurion said this to Jesus. He says, Lord, I'm a soldier. I'm in charge of men. He says, I tell them what to do and they do it. And he said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you come into my house. And folks, that's so true. You look back on your blessings. Did you ever think of really, who am I? Who am I that the Lord would reach down and touch my life and heal me? I am nothing. Not a king, I'm not the president, nobody special. And yet, Lord, you took time. You heard my prayer. And you answered it. You healed me. Or, Lord, you set me free from this addiction and whatnot. Have you ever thought of that? Who are we? The scripture even says, Lord, what is man that you take such good care of him? And so I know what the centurion was saying. Folks, we got to learn to humble ourselves because a lot of times we're prideful. Well, God didn't answer my prayer. Therefore, I don't believe what the Word says. And it's like, really? You know, if God really gave us what we deserve, we'd all be in hell right now or on our way. But the centurion said, Lord, I'm not worthy. But he says, just speak the word. Just say the word. That's all I want you. Just say the word and my servant will be healed. And then Jesus said this to him. Let it be according to what you say. How about us? Do we believe enough and know the power of the word with what we pray and what we speak, that Jesus could say, let it be according to your words. But see, this guy, the centurion, he knew the importance of the word. You're in charge. And see, that's the Bible. The Bible is written for us. And it's God's promise, and it's God's word. And the Bible even says that God is not a man that he can lie. You know when you you send a text and you do the wrong thing and say the wrong thing and the people take you to court? They'll take your text and use it against you, or an email or whatever. They can take that and judge can read it and say, man, you're guilty. You sent this. I watch Judge Judy. Or I should say my wife does. But yeah, you can be convicted of that. Well, how about God writing his word? He wrote it all down. Folks, he can be convicted if he lied on any of this. Of course, who's going to convict him? And what can you do to God? But I'm just saying the importance of a word being written. He wrote it down. And when I pray a lot of times and I may feel insecure, like maybe I didn't get it right or things don't seem to be happening, I'll say to God, I said, Lord, you said, I read scripture to him. God, you said right here, by his stripes, I was healed. You said it, Lord. And so I hold God to his word, just like we're held to our word. And it's so important for me, for my word to mean something, that when people say, well, Jim said it, so therefore he's going to do it. Because I want my word to mean something. If I say I'm going to be there, well, I'm going to be there. Unless something very, very drastic happens, like I died. Folks, I guess I'm trying to reassure us of how powerful the word of God is. And that you can take it as total value of God himself speaking it out loud to you at that time. And I think a lot of times as Christians, we just don't realize how powerful what God says and what he has written down really is. Because a lot of us don't live like it. A lot of times we don't talk like it. We're kind of like Thomas. Well, unless I put my finger in his nail prints in his hand and my hand in his side, he says, I won't believe that Jesus rose from the grave. He was one of his disciples. And then Jesus appears, and guess what happens? Hey, Thomas, bring your finger over here. Here's my hands. Here's my side. Blessed are those that can believe without seeing. Folks, can you believe without seeing sometimes? Well, I prayed for healing, nothing happened. Who says? What, just because you didn't see something? You didn't see Jesus raised from the dead either. Do you believe that? Anybody believe in electric? We don't know how it works. We just know don't mess with it because it can hurt you. But yet we'll throw a light switch and the lights come on. But we don't understand all of it. Same way with God's word. Sometimes we just don't understand. But we can still use it. Folks, I know people are, I don't know how many people told me they got to leave early. So in other words, that was telling me, you better shut up earlier. So anyway, I'm going to try to be obedient with that. And I want to go over this again, but folks, we have seen the power of God through prayer work on those who were deathly ill. And God moved in our favor because we knew how to pray and we believed God's word and we prayed and we confessed it. And God moved. And now we're being blessed. Folks, we've got to get down. You've got to get down into the word and realize it is real. And as you read, you'll see, I see so many things that I've missed all my life. I miss it because I didn't know it. I didn't at times realize that it could really be that way or it could really happen. But anyway, I'm getting blown around here with this van and I didn't have much time to go. And so guess what? We're going to maybe go over this some more next week because I haven't covered anything. I got 4 pages up here and we didn't even get through the first one yet. But I guess I just know how to ramble on and on and on. But anyway, let's pray. Father, we just thank you for this time. Father, I thank you for your word and how important it is. And Lord, how you stand by your word. Father, I know when we speak something, we try to make it happen because we spoke it. And Father, I know you're the same way. You spoke it, and if we'll pray and believe and trust you in it, you will stand true to your word and you will make it happen. So Father, thank you. Thank you so much for your loyalty and your word and your power that goes with that word. You even give us your Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us, to teach us, to comfort us even. Father, you do it all for us. Thank you. Father, thank you. Thank you for your blessings. We give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let me speak the word over us. Folks, remember the word is powerful. And God makes it happen. So let me speak God's word over us. May the Lord bless you. Get ready to be blessed. Look for it. And protect you. A lot of things to be protected from. A lot of things going on out there. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. Be nice for the Lord. You just let the Lord come up and put his arm around you. And say it's good. It's good. Let me bless you. Show you my goodness. You try so hard. Thank you. Thank you for being teachable. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Amen. God is good. God bless. Anybody needs prayer? We got a wonderful prayer warriors here that would love to pray for you. And if you can go downstairs, we would love that.